You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Eric Dyan. Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we're joined by Ishani DiPillo, the co-founder and CEO of Your Marketing People, also known as YMP. Your Marketing People is based in Irvine, California, and offers digital marketing services. Ishani, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
And we're certainly happy to have you out and looking forward to learning a few things per your line of expertise. So for starters, let's start with multi-channel marketing. What is multi-channel marketing? Give us some details there.
So multi-channel marketing is when businesses communicate to consumers across many different channels. So it could be online channels such as, let's say, search engines, email, social media, et cetera, or it could be offline channels like TV, radio, or direct mail. But basically, multi-channel marketing is all about giving your consumer the choice of interacting with a brand or a business in whatever manner is most convenient for them at all stages of a customer journey.
And Ishani, taking that further, why is multi-channel marketing so important?
Well, simply put, multi-channel marketing is important because you need to be where your customers are, and they are everywhere. So the increasing number of channels gives consumers more control over the buying process. It's essential to reach your customers when they are ready to engage.
And I would certainly agree with you there. And tell us also, how can businesses best apply multi-channel marketing?
Sure. So first, I would say they have to have a clearly defined buyer persona, or multiple ones for that matter. Basically, understanding what does the ideal customer look like when will really help marketers decide on which channels to focus their efforts, because there are so many channels out there. So, for example, if your target audience is, let's say, teenagers, it wouldn't make sense for you to do direct mail marketing because teenagers are not going to be reading direct mail. What they'll be doing is on, like, social media. So, like, that should be one of your platforms. The second thing I would say is to share relevant consumer-first messages. So instead of saying, we have this amazing product, it's great because of X, Y, and Z, where you're talking all about the product, not necessarily addressing what the consumers need or like what their wants are, it's better to say something along the lines of, let's say, you have this challenge or you have this problem, and this product will help you find a solution, or this service will help you find a solution. And lastly, I would say all channels must work together if you want to attract and convert business. So it's important that marketers create consistent consumer experience throughout the customer journey and across all channels.
Certainly some good and helpful information, and certainly makes sense today. We're joined by Ishani DiPillo, co-founder and CEO of Your Marketing People, also known as YMP, that is based in Irvine, California, and offers digital marketing services here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Ishani, tell us more about the customer journey. You mentioned that earlier. Walk us through that, if you would.
Sure. So customer journey is the process the buyer goes through leading up to the purchase or signing up for a service. So understanding the customer journey will help you figure out what content offers to show the buyer at what time throughout the customer journey. So first you should set out clear objectives for your customer journeys, and then consider the five main stages. The five main stages of the customer journeys are, especially when you're considering a multi-channel approach, should be awareness, consideration, intent, purchase, and repurchase. So awareness is basically consumers identify a pain point or they realize they need something and your business can potentially fulfill it. Consideration is when the consumer considers or evaluates your product to see if it meets their needs. Then third, which is intent, consumers have basically narrowed down their search and they have an inclination towards purchasing your product or service. And then finally, the purchase. But that doesn't end there. You want to get them to repurchase. So delight the customer and encourage them to repurchase. For each of the main components, list out all the possible touch points, so all the marketing channels that you would want to go after, and create a single campaign that can be executed across all of those various channels. Does that make sense?
It certainly does make sense and most helpful once again. Lastly, and in conclusion, if you would give us some powerful multi-channel marketing tips to conclude today's session.
Sure. So I'll give you two important tips. One, narrow down your channel to the most important strategic ones for your target audience. So for example, if you're targeting, like I mentioned earlier, like when you were targeting teens, direct mail is not going to work. So first, just ask questions like, what age group do they fit into? Are they male or female? Where do they live? Education level, income level, et cetera. Just ask those questions and narrow down your target audience. The second most important tip is put yourself in the customer's shoe. Take the customer journey yourself. It's vital that marketers understand the customer journey, basically the process of the buyer that the buyer goes through leading up to the purchase, because understanding the customer journey will really help you figure out what message to show the buyer at what time throughout their customer journey.
Nishana, can't thank you enough for your time and for sharing some really good information on multi-channel marketing. If folks wanted to get in touch with you and get more information on your firm, your marketing people, or YMP, where's the best place online to get those details?
Yeah, they could go to yourmarketingpeople.com or find us on Facebook at yourmarketingpeople.com.
That certainly works. Again, Ishani, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Ishani DiPillo, the co-founder and CEO of Your Marketing People. Your Marketing People is based in Irvine, California, and offers digital marketing services. And for all the details, simply visit yourmarketingpeople.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7. Around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.